Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Anybody watch the NBC 5 news last night? I was watching at 5 o'clock, and Rob Stafford had no tie, and a sport coat, and an open shirt. And I thought it was kind of cool. And WGN-TV asks me to watch the other newscast, the competition, and then I can report back to them, and this helps them. But is this Rob? Did you do that at 6 and 10 as well, Rob?
I wasn't on at 10. I think they're wearing ties at 10. Bob, actually, I forgot my medication yesterday, and I forgot to put the tie on, but I'm flattered that you noticed.
I thought, oh, no, this is good. He's not going to wear a tie anymore. I like the look, especially in the early evening newscast.
Yeah, no, we're not going to wear ties at 4, 5, or 6. I think they're still going to do it at 10. I've been wearing a tie for 40 years, and I don't think I've ever tied one straight. So I'm kind of just relieved by it. They actually were worried that I'd be concerned about not wearing a tie. And, I've had a few emails, but for the most part, I think people are fine with it. I'm just, glad you noticed, Bob.
Was there a big meeting about this? Was there a to-do about it? Or did you just do it?
Well, I think it was a small meeting, but there was a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
They have a fashion consultant. Her name's Audrey Mansfield from the Mothership in New York. And Frank Whitaker, our boss at NBC5, was in on it. And they asked. They didn't tell, but... it was clear that's what they wanted, but I was fine with it.
Yeah, I think it's good. You know, when I was doing those wacky TV morning show newscasts, and I always wore a coat and tie, and everybody always said to me about those broadcasts, don't wear a tie. Wear something cool because of the type of broadcast you're doing. And I always thought, well, no, because if I'm going to jump up and stand on the anchor desk, as I did once there at Channel 5, it's funnier if I look formal and do that. So I opted to keep the coat and tie look all through all the newscasts I ever did over there.
Yeah, I did get one email from, it was a tongue-in-cheek, but they said, what's next, flip-flops and shorts? and be a pro, you should wear a tie. I mean, some people feel that way because you're being invited into their living room at 5 and 6 at night. And, we grew up back in the day when we'd sit around and watch Walter Cronkite and everybody would wear a tie. Now, the network's not going to go do this, but they just felt in the afternoon shows, and, the world has changed since COVID. Mm-hmm. My kids are all in the corporate world, and even CEOs are not always wearing ties.
Yeah.
They wear a suit.
Yeah, go casual, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's changing. And in the field, I usually don't wear a tie. I'm doing a show on Peacock called Scene of the Crime, and when you're interviewing victims and families and you're in their living room, I never wear a tie. If I'm interviewing the sheriff, I'd wear a tie, though I actually don't think the sheriff does wear a tie. So... Well, it's changing out there, Bob.
Well, listen, just be careful because there was a 4:30 newscast that for a while I was doing with Marion Brooks, and we decided as an experiment, I don't know if you remember this, but we didn't sit behind the desk. We moved around the newsroom and did the broadcast from different locations in the newsroom.
I do recall.
Remember that? And after a couple weeks, they looked at the ratings and they said, "You better get back on the anchor desk. I don't think people like this." So hopefully everybody will like your no tie look. Now, will Allison Rosati go with like a sweatshirt? Because I know she looks great in a regular street clothes.
She sends her regards to you, Bob, but no, she will not be wearing it.
Is she jealous? She's not.
She's always very buttoned up. I'll tell you, every newscast during the commercials for 10 years, Brant Miller would come in and said, "Your tie's crooked." And he even taught me how to tie a tie correctly. So I think he's going to be relieved. And I'm not throwing out the ties because who knows, in a month they may they may come back, but I will donate them to I'm a Gentleman if in 2 months from now we're done with ties.
Well, listen, you may have to match your shirt with what Allison is wearing, and that'll keep the look up on the newscast. And by the way, just for your information, I am wearing, as I always do every morning here, a tuxedo. Just so you know.
I figure, and on the weekends as well, I'm assuming.
Yeah, when I'm home.
A very formal guy.
Yeah. Rob Stafford on the NBC 5 News 5, 6, 10, and then on Peacock. That's a new series, isn't it?
Scene of the Crime. We got another one coming out soon, and maybe I'll come back and talk about it if you'll have me.
Yes, anytime. And by the way, is it true that when there's very severe weather, Brant Miller will wear his glasses, but if it's just a forecast of sunny and clear or something, he will take the glasses off? Is that true?
I think he's always got the glasses on.
Oh, he does. Okay.
In severe weather. And I always have my glasses so close on the desk that
you'll
catch me wearing those one of these days. But I can't read a prompter with bifocals on, so I have to take them off.
Well, never mind the stories you're covering today. What'll be the shirt today? What'll be the look today? No tie on the 5 o'clock only? Is that it?
Well, here's my problem, but I got a lot of shopping to do because I have worn a white shirt almost every single
I know
day.
What you mean. I got 48 of them in my closet.
Yeah, I have a lot of white shirts. So I had my one blue shirt yesterday with blue buttons. I think you're going to see a white shirt today, Bob, and I hope the mothership doesn't notice because I got some shopping to do.
All right, we'll let you go and prepare for the broadcast by going to the mall. Rob Stafford, NBC 5 News. Good talking to you, Rob.
You too, Bob. Take care. Say hi to Marianne.
Will do.